With the almost daily discovery of new exoplanets pushing the probability that extraterrestrial intelligence exists inexorably towards certainty, not only do we liberals with a scientific inclination have to worry about social injustice here on Earth, but we must now worry about injustice throughout a universe possibly teeming with life as well. The thought that at this very moment, that somewhere in the universe nuclear war is destroying a civilization is difficult to shake. Reconciling Jew and Arab here at home will be cake compared to ensuring peace and happiness reigns throughout a space-time encompassing 100 billion galaxies and 14 billion years. But will human-style compassion be extended to the extraterrestrial should contact be made? Here on Earth, the entire biological kingdom has been subjugated to human interests. We've even tricked those big-brained dolphins into becoming bomb-toting torpedoes, for God's sake. And despite the invention of human rights, slavery, capitalism and communism have managed to subjugate most of mankind as well. So what chance the extraterrestrial? The Pope's astronomer, possibly sensing another income stream, says he would indeed baptize an alien, the only requirement for baptismal eligibility being the possession of a soul, which in turn is characterized by intelligence, free will, and the ability to love. Presumably that bit about love extricates the Church from many an inconvenient ecclesiastical jam. The United Nations is openly discussing the dangers an alien encounter may bring. Should we advertise our presence like a horny peacock on spring break and accept the risks therein? Or, like a diffident turtle, should we remain safely but comfortably out of sight? In reality, space-time is so vast that even if alien civilizations do exist, the vanishingly small chance of an encounter means we will probably remain forever alone, suspended on our pale blue dot, in a cold, uncaring space, with only ourselves for company. With a Perspective, I'm Luke Pease.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.